Just about everyone loves the circus, so people in Elkton, South Dakota were disappointed when bad weather forced the cancellation of the show that had stopped in town. However, the folks here had no idea the mark this circus would leave on their town, for one of the animals was going to stage quite a final performance. The story is this edition of The American Countryside.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
It was May 14th, 1916, and the circus was in Elkton, South Dakota.
The day dawned and it was raining, and then it turned to snow. They had all the things unloaded, the tents and everything, and were starting to put it up and decided it was just too inclement of weather to proceed.
Anna even shares the story from the Elkton Community Museum.
One of the elephants that was to help put up the circus tent, he was 19 years old and 11 feet tall and 10-ton elephant, so a good size. The circus trainer was evidently doing a little drinking with a little of the illegal hooch going around and was a little abusive to the elephant.
The circus would not perform that day, but the elephant was about to put on quite a show.
The elephant turned on him and knocked him flat and then took off after the elephant trainer, because he got up and took off on a run to hide, and the elephant chased him. So wherever he went, if he went behind a train car, he tipped over the train car. If it went behind one of the circus cars, he tipped that over.
The enraged elephant was turning over train cars in an effort to get at the abusive trainer.
When he tipped over the train car, a wagon full of lions, they got excited. And so the whole town kind of went up in alarm.
The wagon of lions was tipped, but none escaped. Although the elephant did not get to the trainer, he was still mad and very much on the loose and now headed into town. So what do citizens do when one of the largest elephants in the world is roaming its streets? They formed a posse to track the beast. The story of how that turned out is next time as we travel the countryside in Elkton, South Dakota. I'm Andrew McRae.